Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pieris, as we welcome you this Sunday to the Sydney Cricket Grounds, where England are playing against Australia in the final test match of the Ashes series. And the news I have for you that Ben Stokes, the English captain, won the toss, decided he'll take first lease of the Sydney Cricket Grounds pitch. And Steve Smith, the captain of Australia, when asked the question what he would have done had he won the toss, he too agreed that he would have batted first. So the information I have is it looks quite a good pitch. And a short while ago, when play got underway at 5 o'clock Sri Lanka time, England were 42 runs for the loss of one wicket. Ben Duckett is out for 27, played some aggressive cricket, but Zach Crawley is at the wickets at the moment. We'll have full details of this particular test match tomorrow on our podcast. There's been a few changes, a couple of changes, basically. I think that Australia have just one change. They've left out Jake Richardson for this test match and brought in Bill Webster, while England have brought in Matthew Potter and replaced him for Gus Atkinson, who unfortunately, I was told, was having a bit of a niggle. Right then, getting into the Asian region, Sri Lanka is awaiting the first T20 against Pakistan that gets underway at Dumbulla on the 7th of January. That's going to be a very, very interesting series because we can just take a look at as to how Sri Lanka and Pakistan are preparing for the prestigious multi-tournament, the T20 World Cup coming up both in India and in Sri Lanka. So that'll be very interesting. We also do have the Sri Lanka under-19 team. Like I made mention yesterday, they're in Namibia at the moment because the 50-over World Cup competition, the multi-tournament gets underway shortly. And Sri Lanka will be having a couple of practice matches. But today, the host Zimbabwe will be playing against Pakistan under-19s. We'll also have our eyes closed, eyes open. My apologies, what am I saying? Eyes opened on that. And last but not the least, though, the WIPL will also get underway on the 9th of January. So plenty of cricket to look forward to. And I sincerely hope that you'll be a part of it here on our podcast, where Lucky Pieris and I will bring you all the latest that you need to know from the cricketing world. Sit back, relax, it's a Sunday, and then we'll spin you a record for your listening pleasure.